Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Tuesday, April 9th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Appreciate Ian Murphy fighting the good fight, keeping the pressure on the health department. But this has other ramifications. Because if power can be restricted on one bureaucratic agency, it can be applied and restricted against others. Potentially, what's going to happen in the courtroom today, eventually leading through the appellate process, the appeal process, could end up being statute, precedent, legal precedent, as to what a bureaucratic agency or department within the state government can do to the citizens. This could be applied to future bureaucratic agencies within the state of Michigan, and that's why today's court date is so important and the appeal process of whatever Judge Hunter decides. But it'd be interesting to see the oral arguments from the state's attorney to see how they fight or defend themselves against this lawsuit. Now, I did say after the interview with Ian that we wanted to finish up a couple of stories. We've got some things to bring into today's show that I want to talk about. But here are the basic premises of this premise of this story. What happens, for whatever reason, if Joe Biden ends up not running for re-election this year? Where would Governor Gretchen Whitmer rank as a potential successor? Something that would have to be done at the Democrat National Convention. Well, Josh Harvey, he's a partner at Martin Waymeyer, a political firm in Lansing. I believe she would easily be within the top five contenders. Governor Whitmer has built a strong reputation as a bold leader who's been able to address issues that voters care about. She's helped protect women's bodily autonomy. She's invested in infrastructure. She secured historic increases in education funding and has helped land major economic development projects for the state of Michigan. These are meat and potato issues that appeal across party lines and makes her an attractive national candidate. Well, Bill Ballinger, good friend, longtime participant in the show, editor of the Ballinger Report, said her chances seem both as good and as remote as anyone else's. Cutting through all the red tape Whitmer would have to negotiate to become our next president, I would simply say very low. However, that would be the best way to describe the plans of every other aspirant, as they would like to have the job of President of the United States. Again, you have to ask yourself, does she really want the job now, or is she basically running for 2028? While Mark Grubner of Political Practical Data, a Biden bowout could lead to parts unknown. If Biden drops out now, after clearly gaining control of the delegates that would be attending the convention, it would be unprecedented in the era since primary elections have become such a dominant process in the nominating process. If it happens, the timing of the announcement would have to be very critical. Will it be done before, during, or after the convention? We'll have to wait and see. Will Biden himself actually be in a condition to control the events? Or will this be a scramble for control by the DNC at their national convention? In any case, the process of selecting and designating a replacement will not involve the public. Stop and think about this. This is the Democrat Party leadership, the machine of the Democrat Party. After going through early presidential primary voting here in Michigan, Iowa caucuses, New Hampshire, all these other primaries, clearly getting the votes of the people to earn enough delegates to qualify to be the nominee. Well, now, because of polling, the powers that be are saying, you know what, forget the people, forget their vote, forget all these primaries, all these expenses of dollars that we had to spend to actually do these primary elections. Throw that all in the trash can. We're not going to do the will of the people. We're going to do it ourselves, and how that plays out is yet to be seen. And according to Grebner, he's saying it's uncharted territory. He continues to say that if Whitmer has any shot, it will depend on those working behind the scenes to make it happen. I have no idea what factors are in play or who they favor. But if it becomes clear that Biden is unable to run and no successor is immediately anointed, the struggle for control is likely to leave the Democrat Party in shambles, end quote, said Grubner. Now, the Republican political consultant, co-founder of Team Roe, sees Whitmer as being a number three candidate in waiting. Somewhere behind Donald Trump, who will be Joe Biden's successor as president, he predicts. The Dems' nomination, I would put her in third place. She'd be behind Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor of California, Gavin Newsom. Then the question remains, why is she coming out with a book this July? Kind of interesting. And here's another part to this whole thing. A week from today, folks, April 16th, is a special election in Warren to replace Lori Stone, the Democrat state representative who became the first woman mayor of Warren. They have to replace her because right now Lansing is in gridlock 54-54. In the state house, we only have 108 state representatives. The two Democrats who won their mayoral races, Warren and Westland, resigned. That's basically why nothing is happening legislatively in the House right now. Well, the one election is next week. The following Tuesday, April 23rd, is Westland, which happens to be the filing deadline, by the way, for filing for political office. We're going to talk about that in the third hour. Now, depending on the outcome of this election, could change whether or not they get their two-seat majority back, 56-54, if both seats go Democrat. But the Republican is really working hard for next Tuesday's election and has the possibility of winning that seat. If that happens, the Democrat seat goes to the Republican, 55 Republicans, and Westland goes to the Democrat the following Tuesday, 55 Democrats. Well, guess what? the gridlock that we currently have, 54-54, becomes gridlock 55-55. That is going to prove to be a problem for Whitmer in her last 2 years serving as Michigan governor. If the Republicans have any guts at all and stand up to her upcoming budget, she may not even be able to pass the budget for end of year 2025. She probably will have problems passing one in 2026. She will be forced to work with the Republicans. In order to vote for the budget, we're going to want some things, if they're smart. So this whole thing is playing out very interestingly. If she sees the writing on the wall, especially if Warren's seat is lost next Tuesday, she may be deciding to go national and try to improve her visibility as a national contender to be president, just in case something happens with Biden. Now, personally, I don't think the Democrats are going to support Vice President Kamala Harris in any way, shape, or form. She's a horrible candidate, and Donald Trump would destroy her in a debate stage. The two slick younger politicians, Gavin Newsom, governor of California, and Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan. That's my call, my prediction. But at this point, we don't even know if Biden is going to drop out. This is all speculation. But just what if Biden bows out or is forced to not run? This is going to be very, very, very interesting. And for all the polls that have been done, all of them, the majority of the swing states, all showing Donald Trump leading Biden in a rematch, is causing all this panic on the Democrat side. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back to Into the Show, final segment of hour number two. Going to get to some of your text messages coming into the show. Kristen Marcus, former county commissioner over in Antrim County, says, wouldn't it be nice if this court case could end up redefining the term Murphy's Law? Yes, that would be awesome. Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig Smokehouse, changing the way governmental agencies can operate here in the state of Michigan, that would be definitely huge. But good comment. I appreciate that one. Another text message from one of our sponsors and loyal listeners, County Commissioner Cliff Tolini, our beef farmer, Black Angus Beef over in Onaway. Democrats know that a woman can never get elected president. That's what they learned with Hillary Clinton. Besides, the globalists will end up deciding for the DNC. He's predicting it will be greasy Gavin Newsom. They will throw Kamala Harris under the bus, just like they did repeatedly to comrade Bolshevik Bernie Sanders. Good comment, sir. So you're saying the one world globalists, the World Economic Forum, and others who actually control the Democrat Party, you're saying they're the ones that are going to make the decision. Gavin Newsom, perhaps to replace Biden, and who knows? They might pick Governor Gretchen Whitmer to be vice president. Two younger Democrats, up-and-comers, get rid of the old guys and try to appeal to young people. We shall see. Well, speaking of Cliff Tolini as a county commissioner over there in Presque Isle County fighting the good fight, he needs help. He is commissioner for District 1, and he needs help next door in District 2 and District 3. 2 weeks from today is the filing deadline for District 2, which is Belknap, Akiak, and Rogers Township. All of the population west of U.S. 23 in the city of Rogers City. If you know anybody that lives in Belknap or Akiak or Rogers Township or west of 23 in Rogers City, we would like to talk to them. The other district next door is District 3. That is the city of Rogers City, east of U.S. 23. That's District 3. So we definitely need somebody to run in these districts. And it's very simple to do. You pick up a candidate's campaign packet from the clerk. It'll have your petition sheet to collect some signatures. I believe it's 5 to 10 for county commissioner. I'm not really sure. You're only serving a portion of the county, so I believe it's lesser than the entire county. You get an affidavit of identity and information about filling out your campaign committee, forming it, organizing it, and filing it with the clerk. This all has to be done, folks, 2 weeks from today by 4 o'clock. The sooner, the better. So if you live in those areas of Presque Isle County, get a hold of me after the show. Put me in touch with somebody. I need a name and a number. We'll talk to them. We'll work them through the process, help them any way we can, and looking forward to doing that. We also need two commissioners candidates for Emmett County. If you live in Resort Township or Beaver Creek Township, we would like to talk to you as well. Brett Gooding is already filed for running for his district, and we need two more, Resort Township and Bear Creek Township. So if you know somebody who lives in those areas, you think they would be good county commissioners, we want to talk to them. Give them my phone number, 231-360-5140. Tell them to call me any day after 12 noon. We'd love to talk with them. We're all set in Mackinac County, according to Mike Petrick. We're good to go there. And we're also making headways in Sheboygan County. We still need a couple of people running in Sheboygan, but we'll get into that probably tomorrow's show. I'm going to be talking to Rick Selva and others and discussing what's going on with Sheboygan County. And lastly, my county of Antrim. If you guys know anybody that lives in Mancelona, either the village or the township, we need somebody to run for county commissioner in Mancelona, Antrim County. So again, just get a hold of me. We'll talk after the show, and we'll get this accomplished 2 weeks from today at 4 o'clock. Well, that's it for hour number two. Final hour of today's show. We're going to shift gears and go to Lansing. I'm Chuck and Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in